Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga, listen, to get what you don't got. The struggle that don't stop until we drop crazy on the night. Before you hypnotize, homie, what do you see? A figure that's just a little bigger than Dillas. A hustler count figures, ain't pulled no triggers. Can you dig us? We be the ultimate lick. We the hitters that make the ultimate hit. Kinda boss say, kinda boss say. It's got to be done my way. Do what the I say. Top of the pyramid, homie, what I tell you? If you need a sweat fire umbrella, you hit the cellar. Bring me my slippers, black robe, and my clothes. And I can rule the world with my eyes closed. With my eyes closed. Trying to be an OG like me, chasing dreams, pulling more skins for wealth. But the best thing in life is health. Be yourself, player. Television, it'll keep your ass wishing forever. You'll never get your life together. Don't talk about death. I got too much life to live. Too many orders to give. What it is, showbiz. Taught you what a trick and a hoe is. Showed you what a 64 is. Lord knows, in God we trust, and everybody in the world wanna be like us. To the kids of the world that's waiting for wealth, waiting for help, you better do for self. Homie, that's your last cut. Forget about the fast buck. Boy, get your ass up. People use your brain to gain. Do something that ain't never been done. And we can spin, huh? Wipe my ass with 20s, lot of joints with ones. Throw away the guns, have nothing but fun. And homie, we can do that shit. Police have a fit when your paper's legit. We got to get off the phone, we got to teach our own. Send your baby to school and she'll come back grown. We got to talk to our grandmas and she'll help us through them dark halls and the pitfalls. Everybody know we got the world to gain. We got to stop the pain. Lord, stop the brain.
Guess who's coming? Timberland, a.k.a. Phil Drummond. Who gon' get it crunk like me, Timberland? Or my nigga Scoop, a.k.a. Fat Man. We guaranteed to make the party people bounce. Fella say, ho, girl say, ah. Looking at the cornrows up in the club. Girl, don't be bashful, girl, back it up. Throw it, girl, like it's potent, man. Shake that ass as fast as you can. White girl, shake it like he burning from a suntan. My dog, grip it, grab it like it was a soda can. What you talking about, holding back? Better get on the dance floor, drop it like it was a Cadillac. What you talking about, cutting the slack? Girl, you better bend that back. Where my girls roll deep in the club. Can't wait to hit the bar and get effed up. Where my dogs who got more than 100 bucks. Can't wait to freak one of those big old buds. Before we start to turn it out, you must learn to crunk out. Before we start to turn it out, you must first begin to
club be gone.
First. Oh, oh, oh. Let's see. Baby, how you doing? Who
things that you find when I knew what you got in mind tonight. Got me feeling like Judas, see, girl, I can't leave you alone. Take a shot of this here Patron, and it's gonna be on. VIP, then got way too crowded. I'm about to end up calling it a night. You should, I love it, your girl, tell her that she can't see. Pull up, beat, deep shotgun, and the GT with me. She said, oh, I'm ready to ride. Yeah, cause once you get inside, you can't change your mind. Don't mean to sound impatient, but you gotta promise, baby. Oh,
tell me again, my baby.
Sometimes wanna be your lover, sometimes wanna be your friend, sometimes wanna hug you, hold hands, slow dance while the record spins. Opened up your heart cause you said I made you feel so comfortable. Used to play back then, now you all grown up like Rudy Huxtable. I could be your bug, you could beat me up. Play fight in the dark, then we both make up. I do anything just to feel your bug. Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping. Be a good girl now, turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight back. And I'll be setting separate plays, so on all these separate days, your legs can go they separate ways.
Tell me again. Tell me again, my baby.
Oh, it's a good look, baby.
Tell me again.
I run the track like a marathon. mouth is in silicone. You know what it's like when the feeling gone. I know what it's like when the feeling gone. I had to sit down with Farrakhan, turn the White House to the Terror Dawn. I used to serve at the Chevron. I used to serve with my necklace on.
Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little
bitch.
Watch out, little bitch. Watch out,
yeah.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad.
The phone. when it's on, I'm chopping heads off from neck bones. As I dwell in the killing field, I know you dig me, little pale face piggy. I heard your spill, have your blood spilled. You got chills, you didn't see me coming. You heard the sound of my trumpet and you started running. You can run to the back, lady already sung. Your 6 days is done. Here the angels come, a mass out of the sun. The woman 360 degrees commanding me to get the 144 Jesus, please. That was the sea by the beach just to fulfill prophecy. Like the sun that one rise from the east, descend upon the west, put the God to the depth to be awakened by the Lamb. Glory be. I said the focus is on the bald head man. Muhammad is a lamb with 24 billion functioning brain cells, 32 million black Asiatic gods dwell in hell. I smell a funk of a pussy trapped in the belly of the bitch. The whole name is Babylon. So never bring your ass on to see how the gods funk, and I'ma stump your rump. Cause you never told me you owe me for 400 years like a donkey. You goddamn devil ass honky. My God said that it's time to get funky with the monkey dunk. The dog best friend, the carcass mountain cave, man, you redneck dragons, and I'ma burn your flag and turn America to ashes and dust to dust. Yo, God, we trusted, but it was nothing but a trick so you could steal my shit. I said I knew you was a gaffler, you was a crook when you first stepped foot on Africa. You came with the cross and the Bible, but behind your back you had a jack. You pulled it out, you stuck your jacket, and killed your sack. You get the slave ships with black, the slave master grandchildren gon' pay for that. And the funk is on the bald head man. So think about how you raised my mother and hung my brother and sold my father to another wicked motherfucker. Raised my sister, you made me watch while you pulled out your whip and whipped her. But she wouldn't suck your dick, you better duck, motherfucker. The wrath is coming quick, and no for sure you're gonna reap what you sow. But I don't wanna rape your cave, bitch. Oh, I might fuck them with a broomstick and put my nine in their pussy and none closer. Clip the way you sleep from the fuck that I.
With a couple Latin drawings, I just do you other guys. telling lies, homie, free money. AD, Junior, pay me. Swagging in my saline. Pseudo coupe Mercedes, I am too much for you, busters. I don't trust them. Don't want to fuck them. Blessing, never love them. They won't pay me for no sucker. Pay me for no paper. Make my bumper. Alpha Zeta Mega, better no one really own it. Trotting, bet I own it. Money is involved. Better know I'm on it, and that's holding to my mother. Gotta get it one way or another. I put that on my brother. I'm knocking on the summer, but it's same old shit. Just a different day. Yeah, I here trying to get it each and every way. Mama need a house, baby needs some shoes. Sometimes I keep me hard.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Down at the Best Spot, it's me and JD, and they selling more birds than a pet shop. The spot hot, and everybody nervous. That's when a blue car serves. Oh, why good fools have to let loose? Heard six pop from a deuce deuce. Big time had to push it. 13 niggas running straight to the bushes. But they got so they can draw down. But why a motherfucker like me have to fall down? Not knowing why I dropped out. Fuck it, still can't afford to get popped out. So now I got a check. Only ran one block, but my shirt is soaking wet. Trying to see if we got them. Look down and my sweatshirt's red at the bottom. Didn't panic, but I still look cracked out. Yell to the homies and I'm blacked out.
Get up, man.
Come on,
keep that nigga.
Come on, man. Get up, man. Woke up in the back of a tray. On my way to MLK. That's the county hospital, Jack. When niggas die over a little scratch. Sitting in a trauma center. And my back is with a bullet in it. Yo, nurse, I'm getting kind of warm. Bitch still made me fill out the fucking form. Coughing up blood on my hands and knees. Then I heard, freeze, nigga, don't move, yo. I didn't do a thing. Don't wanna go out like my man Rodney King. Still got gaffled. Internal bleeding as the bullet starts to travel. Now I'm handcuffed. Being asked information on my gang affiliation. I don't bang, I rock the dip rhyme. And I'm a victim of neighborhood crime.
Are you the only one that got shot?
What kind of a gun was it, Jerry?
No, man, don't know who it was, man.
You're the gang?
Well, what does it matter, man?
I need to see a MD, and y'all motherfuckers giving me the third degree. Look at the waiting room, it's filled to the rim like the county jail day room. Nobody getting help. Since we poked, the hospital has moved slow. Now I'm laid out. People stepping over me to get closer to the TV. Just like a piece of dog shit. Now why I die on this nappy ass carpet? 1 hour done passed. Done watched two episodes of MASH, and when I'm almost through, they call my name and put me in ICU. Halfway dead, no respect, and handcuffed to the bed. Now the drama starts, cause the bullet must be just a hair from my heart. Then I begin to ass kissing, just to get looked at by an overworked physician. Had the chills, but my temperature's 103. Only got a band-aid and an IV. That's when I start cussing.
Who shot you?
I don't know who shot me.
Was it gangbangers?
Had to be.
Why, oh, why can I get help? Cause I'm black, I got to go for self. Too many black bodies at hospital housing. So at 10 p.m., I was out of 5,000.
Rich, I'm a thug, thugger, and motherfucker.
Oh!
Rich gang.
What's up, baby?
Got like 4 ounces in this one, bitch.
Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Living life like I'm forgetting this is only the beginning. I'm on the top of the mountain puffing on clouds and niggas still shop. I won't do nothing with the bitch, she can't even get me hot. Something wrong with the pussy. Even though I ain't gonna hit it, I'ma still make sure that she touch it. Cause me and my Riley don't get caught up like that, no way.
No way.
We ain't got time to go see Dr. Jay.
Woo.
Hey, money. Money from a couple of bitches.
shit, just live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. I'ma ride for my nigga, hey.
Convoy,
and I'ma die for my nigga, hey.
Convoy,
I ain't gonna feel nothing on my niggas, hey.
No way, no way.
Nigga couldn't see me if they had a genie.
Woo.
I'm living my life like Beanie. I repeat my brother Beanie. I stack the rat to the ceiling. Now these niggas can't beat me.
Rat.
I just might wake up one Chanel and these bitches can't see me.
Woo.
I'm in a whole nother league.
I ain't got A, but I swear to God I'ma bleed.
Till I D.I.E. 28 blows up, I feel like I can F-L-Y-E-E. P on top of these BG. God told me they can never.
I'm in that car bed with baby mommy, get sloppy toppy.
I'm bleeding red like a devil, I see these bitches plotty. They wanna know I got heels and I didn't finish
college.
Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Wear Versace. I wear DJs out quickly at the party. Who am I? If you like me, hip hop is in your box. Who am I? The MC. When the jam is slow and you need a proceeder, who am I? The MC. When you need a lyrical leader with oratorical triple features, who am I? The MC. When you need to rock your 3,000 seat arena, best believer, who am I? The MC. When you need to get the word on the street with demeanor, who am I? The MC. I beg thee, let me splurt rhymes, I have plenty. Who am I? The MC. Lord of mercy, I hit Sutton like Percy. Always new like Jersey, stay thirsty. Who am I? The MC. Showing my authority, superiority, an artistic minority. Now you starting me, cause party philosophy can only be carried out by who am I? The MC. No doubt. Predicting far ahead what will set the party off immensely with plenty of food. The MC. Trains at rooftop, red zone, Roxy and Bentley. Who am I? The MC. Gently move crowds with harmonious rhythm, cause the lyrics we give them, they miss them. Who am I? The MC. Again, the MC. Her infinite power helps oppress people, sent me to tell you. If you truly study lyrical flow and stay on your toes, you will be who am I? The MC. And as an MC,
Christians
you
have names.
Study verbal magic, but watch what you say, cause you'll attract it. Control your subconscious magnet from pulling in havoc. Who am I? The MC. Non-stopping MC, hip-hopping MC, verbal rocking, head-knocking, quick-dropping MC. I laugh because I've mastered the craft MC. In sound class, I'm the first and last MC. It's sort of like Jim Carrey throwing that mask to me. I black out and wake up to catastrophe. Three MCs dead from the sound, blown out massively. Wow, who am I? The MC. Untouchable, can't be caught off guard with fast tracks or slow tracks. Ass cracks get waxed to the max. MCs pack rap for all tracks. Indigenous cultures, ancients, whites and blacks. Never missed it, the linguistic of who am I? The MC, metalyrical, poetic, mystic MC. Here it's the voice of an ancient spirit MC. Premeditated worder, killing negative concepts out the mind of the observer. MC, you deserve a break from counterfeits, frauds and fakes. Claiming to be an MC for heaven's sake. Well, this MC done raised the stakes. Under the stress of KRS contracts and mental gaps are bound to break. Who am I? The MC. Again, the MC. Conduct yourself properly, MC.
More tap titles.
Let me say this now.
The only one supposed to identify themselves is the person who has my child. And there's rules and law. You gave an oath to secure my inalienable, unalienable constitutional rights. You can play the police authority game with you if you
I'm
want to.
I'm not playing the authority game. I'm asking you to play.
And I'm letting you know, where's your delegation of authority order from Congress, certifiable and in writing on the public record? Where's your affidavit of fact? Where's your affidavit of fact?
My affidavit, how about my oath of office? Is probably on file with the county. I'm not sure where it's filed at.
Okay, so you're letting me know you're a party to this, to piracy, and you're kidnapping my child, human trafficking?
No, we're bringing your child back to you,
I've been seeing European children walking around here all day. No one picked them up. They said my child has not breached the peace at all, but they picked them up. So I'm letting you know. Yeah, you are useless. Mm-hmm. I have the right to speak.
Do you have a job?
It's a beautiful thing to know the law. It really is. And I know that you're outside of law because you're acting outside of constitutional fold of government. And then we can talk about international law violations. See, now before I've been kind, where I always drop it and I leave it alone. But now that's piracy, human trafficking, treason, Universal Declaration of Human Rights. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of a nationality nor the right to change one. My child is not Negro, black, or colored, and so he is not under color of law. You're the 1724 Christian black codes, baby. I understand it very well. That's where your policies come from.
Why do you keep bringing up the color thing? Because we don't care.
That's color of law. How you enforce color of law?
White male, black male.
That's how you enforce your law. Uh-huh. Yeah. You never describe the national descent of a people, because if you have to put down a national descent, you have to tell who you are. And all you, you're American, right? You're American?
I am an American.
You're American. You're not even a naturalized citizen, lady. You come from Europe. You're not American. American is a geographic landmass. North, central, and south, and adjoining islands. You people came here in 1492 and thus after. Where's your green card? Who gave you naturalization rights here in my land? I'm asking you. What nationality are you? What nation's flag, what country's flag do you come with? What country's flag are you here with? You're supposed to answer these questions. You know that, right? You have no other option. You have no other option.
What gives you more authority than us?
My nationality is recognized at the United Nations. It's on the public record, proclaimed. I'm not a 14th Amendment corporate person. I'm not a 15th.
That we'd like to get home to his parents. That's what this
you're
about.
Kidnapping my child and you refuse to identify yourself. You're covering up your name tag, ain't you? Already got it. Yeah, there you go.
Name tag, there you
go. I've been letting you know, but I knew what you were doing, though. Pretty smart, though.
I'm
yeah, but it hurts your public name tag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you, sir, look at all these people who are in this. This is funny. I have a right to walk wherever I want. You can't tell me that you have my child.
No, you can't touch me. You're not going to step up.
I'm letting you know right now, you don't have the right to do anything to me. I do not consent to your private corporate law. That's my child. And you have not properly identified yourself in law, and you know you haven't. That's why you're looking fearful. You have not properly identified yourself in law.
There is no fearful here.
Okay.
You, don't walk
you have
up
my
on
child.
You
can say what you want to say all you want to. If you want to touch me, I'm going to own your ass. That's my child. I already got you for that. You can get all puppy if you want to. I got each one of you. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. I got each one of you. I got every last one of you.
When we're done here.
No, that's when you're done here, what? Interrogating my child like the Inquisition? That's my child. That's my child. You have not. You can't tell me what to do, man. You can't tell me what to do, and you know it. You know that's my child. You have. You want to harm me? I know you want to touch me.
Okay, you guys are coming back.
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch you like that. That's my child. You got. And so conspiracy, and kidnapping. You got to know the law. I'm trying to help you here. But, I appreciate your resolve for standing your ground. My child is not a ward of the state. Your corporate state. Wait, so you just admitted you kidnapped my child. Thank you. You have no right. You have not identified yourself properly in law. None of you all. You didn't identify yourself.
Are we done? All right, we're done. See ya.
No, I will see you before I let you fly, but I'm not now.
Very good.
Very good. Uh-huh. Kidnapping. Look at, wow. Look at all these colonizers kidnapping. You're losing your power all over the planet. Americans. You're not American.
There's still some great motherfucking shit going on in the world. If you sick, your sickness may not get healed. But if your sickness is sex, you ain't got nothing to worry about. They say sex shit in a hurry. Watch. Out of all the men in here, make some noise if you a man and you know Viagra really works. Make some noise. motherfucker. 12 of y'all. Y'all was a man ain't shit. Lying ass. All you. You men, some of you men broke your hands not clapping in that shit. Not giving away your teacher in this shit. That's what she wants. She wants, ooh. You done come 15 times in this bitch. What number is we going for? What is your sleep number, bitch? How many times do you have to come to go to sleep, bitch? That's what.
About black women as a whole, that now I don't really blame a black man for saying they wouldn't date a black woman. I'm like, shoot, if I was a dude, I wouldn't date him either. Don't date him. And that's bad. I'm a black woman. I should encourage my black men to date with, you know, to date within their culture. You know, it's hard enough for us to find a good black man to begin with. So, of course, I should be encouraging people, encouraging black men to date black women. But when I think about what the, I'm not talking about, you know, individual black women, because, you know, everyone is different. But when I think about black women as a whole and how everyone sees black women and how most of the time what people see as black women is the truth. It's the majority of black women. Black women, you may be like me. You may have been like me. You may just be appalled that a black man won't date a black woman. You may not sit and ask why. Now you don't have to ask why. I'm going to tell you why black men refuse to be in serious relationships with black women. First off, black women come off as very insecure. I'm not going to say that black women are insecure because I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the majority of black women's minds. But I feel like most black women come off as insecure. Nobody wants to be with an insecure person. Insecure leads to jealousy. Jealousy leads to accusing people of stuff, going through cell phones, and just doing crazy stuff that a secure person wouldn't do. Most black women are insecure. And you can tell that most black women are insecure because just look at them. I mean, look at most black women. Most black women have fake hair. They have fake eyelashes. They have butt pads now, so now black women are getting butt pads. Some black women get butt implants. We have fake nails. Anything that you could think, makeup, anything that can alter the black woman's appearance, the black woman will be
getting a time.
A black man
continues straight ahead. Somebody up there turns out the lights on this small planet. Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it, yeah.
It was like I was living a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde life. And then when my brother, Silky, moved up here to Patterson from down south and started teaching me the pen game at the age of 9, it seemed like baseball and Willie Mays was done.
Want a woman that he doesn't even know really what he's going to come home to. When I see you out, you got your long weave, fake eyelashes, your big butt. But when I bring you home, your butt is flat, your hair doesn't exist, your eyelashes don't exist. And he's like, wait a minute, this is who I met. You don't look like the same person. Why would anyone want to be with someone they don't even know what they look like from Jump Street? Black women are so insecure that they're constantly altering their appearance that a black man doesn't even know what he's getting to begin with. So why not go date outside my race? Why I just go date another woman that's not black and I know exactly what she looks like because the most she has on is makeup. And when she take her makeup off, she may have a few blemishes. A black man can work with that. Another reason that a black man does not want to date a black woman is because, and everyone knows this is no secret, most black women are rude, mean, argumentative. They belittle people. Any negative word you can think of, a black woman does it. Why would anybody, even if you're a woman, why would you want to be around anyone that's rude and mean all the time and argumentative? There's
what I'm delivering now, but you know, we got Big Talk on there. We got Jake the Slate from Dayton Family. Man, them my niggas over there in Michigan. They tell me I got
Hey YouTube, it's Kia. I'm back with another video. This video is gonna be titled if you think there's no good men out there, maybe you're black women especially. Not that it's not women of all races saying it, but I'm mostly here from black women, and I'm getting very sick and tired of it. Black women keep saying, there's no good black men out there. My thing is, they are out there. You're not paying them any attention. He could be the guy that maybe works at Starbucks, works at the library, could be a truck driver or a bus driver, but because he's not driving a Bentley or a Benz and he doesn't have the flyest gear on, so to speak, you don't pay him any mind. You completely brush him off. And when he does approach you in the right way, you completely ignore him. But the thug, you're like, hey, boo, what's going on? But when the nice guy comes at you, you're like, you don't have nothing for me. You don't have nothing to offer me. You don't have any money. I don't want to deal with you. Instead of giving the guy a chance. I mean, if he's bringing something to the table, it should be something that you can work on that. Another thing, too, I want to mention, ladies, you don't ask for more than what you're bringing to the table. Like, if you want him to have a job, but you don't have one. You want him to have a college degree, but you don't have one. You want him to have his own.
The greatest of days, still. Right back once again on this May 3rd, 2016. And looks like we have a lot of good clips that we heard and good information tonight for us to digest. I really enjoyed with the first black lady was saying there as far as on why she wouldn't date, you know, these niggettes, basically, you know. And that's pretty interesting, you know, where someone who is up there or of that same ethnicity and gender, and they put their hands up in the air and saying, you know, it's just not worth it. So, just looking at all these things, all these factors. We're going to a lot of details of the time and what, not so much what must be done, although what one must do on survival mode. You know, whether one knows it or not or is accepted or not, you are in a constant mental, spiritual, and physical holy war. And what that means is, you know, the holy war is your mentality or your thinking. So, for example, the certain ingredients or different things that you put in your body, you know, that's potentially detrimental to you if you're not monitoring that and putting the right resources in your body or the right nutrients. So that's a war. If it can potentially harm you or destroy you, it's a war. It's a war of the things that are constantly being shown to you to implant in your psyche, how you're supposed to think as opposed to how you want to think. So the option of how you want to think is no more. Now it's how you are programmed. And however you are programmed to think, it will result in your mentality. So saying that and going on, I enjoyed what the person said. It was kind of hard to pretty much put out what the person before that person said or after that person, because I didn't really get a chance to let them really complete their idea, even though it appeared what I did here, they had some good points also, or pointers. So with that said, we're just going to go ahead back on the idea and clips so that we may elaborate. Oh, that's right. I think she said, if there's no good men, maybe you're the problem. So that was the subject matter. So let's get back on that individual, hear what they have to say, what she has to say, and I'll be back to elaborate.
You can't ask for more than what you're actually bringing to the table. So that's something else I wanted to bring up, too. Don't do that. And I'm tired of these women also saying as well, oh, my baby father, this and that, he ain't this and he ain't that. Ladies, you need to be more selective about who you're dealing with and who you're laying down with. You need to go in thinking like this. Whoever that man is that you're dealing with, you can try these protection all you want. Sometimes things happen. They do. But you need to look at it and say, he could potentially be the father of my child if the condom does break or the birth control doesn't work. Is he a decent enough person? Does he have the qualities that I'm looking for in a father for my child or children? If you can't answer yes to any of those questions, if he's not even worthy of you laying down with, why do you want to have a child with that man? Why? And then, if he is no good, whose fault is that? That's your problem. You knew he wasn't any good to begin with, and you decided to deal with him anyway. So how is that his fault? He let it be known. Remember, the old saying of Maya Angelou said, when a person reveals themselves to you, believe them. But ladies, you want to change somebody. You can't change him. The man is who he's going to be. You cannot change him. So get that through your head. Be with someone. If you want a guy to have particular qualities, and this other guy doesn't have it, don't settle. Don't say, oh, I don't want to be alone. I want somebody. So I'm just going to put up with this. Don't do that. Because trust and believe, the man is not going to settle. So why are you? Why are you? Come on now. And then I keep hearing women say, oh, I'm going to be with a white man because black man, they're nothing. I don't want to deal with them. No. That's not an answer. That's not an answer. But you know why? There are low-class men and women in every race. So to say that you're just going to go be with a white man makes no sense to me. And I also put it like this. You're a product of two black parents. I take offense to that when women say there's no good black men out there. Because I was raised, along with my mother, by a very good black man. My father is the best dad in the world. And basically, my boyfriend is picking up where my dad left off. And that's basically who you should be with. But I also know how to treat my man as well, ladies. And that's another thing, too. But just let me get back to this other point first. My father is a great man. He really is. I love him to death. He's awesome. And I hate when I hear women say there's no good black men out there. Just because maybe your father wasn't there in your life, but that doesn't mean that all men are like that. And just because you had a problem with your last boyfriend doesn't mean that every man is going to be like your past boyfriend. You need to give everyone a chance. Just how you don't want someone to judge you for your past indiscretions, you shouldn't be doing that to someone else. Give people a chance. Stop knocking them. But you holler, you're so quick to holler, oh, he don't want to look past this, but you're not doing the same thing. Come on. That's ridiculous. Now, the other point that I wanted to make was, ladies, do things for your man, too. Okay? Ladies, I want my man to cook for me. That's cool, but cook for him, too. You want him to give you a massage. Massage him, too. You want him to take you out and treat you? Treat him, too. It works both ways. It's called a relationship. It's not called being with oneself. Because if you would be with oneself, you'd be single. You want to be in a relationship, it's about give and take. It can't just be me, 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 me all the time. You have to give your man respect and love and appreciation. Let him know that you care about him, too. Men need the same things that we do. We are different in the way that we do, in the way that we look at things, of course. But we both have the basic needs and wants. Treat your man too, ladies. It's okay. Trust me. You will get a lot in return by showing your man that. I can definitely attest to that. So there are good men out there. Just stop putting them in the friend zone. Stop brushing them off. The next time a nice brother comes and approaches you and, okay, maybe he's not wearing Sean John or Rockaway, but as long as he's dressed appropriately and he's coming at you with not being disrespectful, but really respecting you as a woman, you need to give that man a chance. You never know. That could be the love of your life and you passing up on him. You got to stop doing that, ladies. Seriously, it's getting crazy out here. The men are out there. Not all of the men are dating white women. There are some black men out there who want a black sister, who wants a sister. They really do. But the way some of us are acting, it is making them look elsewhere. And I can't really blame them. If I was a man, I would do the same thing. So, ladies, get yourself together. Once you work on yourself and become one with yourself and become a better person, then you're able to put that out in the universe and find a great man who will not only be a great husband, but a great father. And that's ultimately what you want anyway, right? So please leave me your thoughts and your comments and let me know how you feel. I know the ladies are really going to come at me for this, but you know I'm telling the truth. Or anyway, and also, let me mention this too. I'm not talking about all black women. This is only for some black women. You know who you are. And if you're going to be one of those people quick to comment, then you're actually one of the people that I was talking about anyway. So enjoy the rest of your evening, and I will talk. Or a strong black man can deal with a black woman's aggressiveness. Why does he have to? What's the, if I'm a black man, I'm going to go deal with the white woman or the Asian woman that's calm and knows how to act like a lady instead of somebody that's going to constantly argue with me and roll their neck at me. Who wants to deal with that? If you're a woman, ask yourself if you want to be around a man that's constantly arguing with you and belittling you all the time and just being rude for no reason. Nobody wants that. A black man does not want to, not, okay, so you're insecure, you just fake, you got fake everything on your body, now I got to deal with your bad attitude all the time, and I didn't even do anything? Why would anybody want to deal with that? Yet black women are confused and think that black men are weak, is what they, now what they say, a black man is weak if he can't deal with the black woman's ways, the personalities, her aggressiveness. Why do we have to be so aggressive? Why do we have to be so mean all the time for no reason? It's just crazy. Nobody wants to deal with that. Another reason I found out that black men do not want to date black women is because I was actually on Facebook. And this wasn't the only instance. I've had heard many men say this. But this was good. I don't want to say good for me to see on Facebook from someone that's not in my inner circle. It's just a random person. So this guy posted that one of his black male friends refuses to date black women because they don't care about their physical appearance. They refuse to go to the gym. And the people commented too. Every comment was an excuse. First off, it was either an attack or an excuse. Who is he to say that he won't date a black woman just because she doesn't work out? Some black women don't have time to work out, blah, 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 blah. Not one person said, what are you talking about? Black women work out. Nobody said that. So that wasn't even like a common consensus. And nobody said black women do work out. It was just excuse number one, let me bash him. Excuse number two, let me bash him some more. Excuse number three. Not one person said black women actually work out. Now, I will say that more black women are starting to work out, which is awesome. That's great. But I don't understand why you are attacking this man because he refused to date someone because they don't care about how they look physically. They don't know what an apple is. They don't even know what a vegetable. They don't know what kale and asparagus. They don't eat that stuff. They eat brownies. They eat ice cream all the time. I don't blame him for not wanting to be with someone that doesn't care about their physical appearance. I don't want to date Mr. Old Fat and Sloppy. I got to come to you and I got to look at you. You want me to rub your back? Ugh, it's going to take me 2 years to get all the way down. No, I don't want that. So why is it that black women think it's okay to be just nasty and a black man should accept it? I understand that you don't have a gym membership. Perfectly understandable. But guess what? If you have legs at work and arms at work, you can go outside, you can walk, you can do some exercises inside your house. If you don't like being in the sun, you can wake up if you don't have time, wake up in the morning, jog in place for a minute. It's something that will help you look better and feel better and be more appealing to the black man's eye. So, not only are black women insecure, have every fake accessory known to mankind, have horrible attitudes and rude for no reason, talk down to people for no reason, and I can't even look at you and feel some type of pleasure. Now when I look at you, I'm like, ugh. So many bad things about black women. You don't want to work out. Your black women are lazy. You don't want to cook. You don't want to clean. You got an attitude. Just ask yourself, black women, do you want to be around somebody like that? Do you want to be around somebody that's not easy on the eyes, that has a bad attitude, that doesn't care?
1, 2. 4, 3, 2. 40, 15.
went to the store. And abs. And when he come home, he take that off. You like, whoa. I thought you was nice and swole, and I wanted to rub on your chest. But there is no chest. You got boobs, and I got boobs too, but that's not going to work for me. Put yourself in a black man's shoes. And then see if you still feel the same way when a black man tells you, I don't date black women. My advice to black women is just, one, become secure with yourself. Stop getting stuff to alter your physical appearance. If it's something that you don't like about yourself, if you got a flat butt, go to the gym, go walk outside, run, jog, do some squats. Your butt is a muscle. You work it, it will grow. I guarantee it. I guarantee it will grow. If you don't like your hair, find a beautician that maybe can hook you up. Find something that you like. You don't always have to wear weave. Eyelashes, really, what's the point? No man has ever once said, I was going to talk to her, man, but her eyelashes were so short. I don't like that. Really? What man? Who cares? A man don't even know what your eyelashes look like. He doesn't even know if they exist, but you got eyelashes that come out to here, weave that come to the floor, a butt that's out to here. That's not, none of this is yours. What man would want that? You lazy. Okay, sorry. I'm about to go back on the camera. If you're insecure about yourself, do something to make yourself feel more confident about yourself. Eat a little bit better. If you have bad skin, it may be something wrong with your diet. You change your diet, and it may help your skin. You don't have to just drown your skin in makeup all the time. Stop being so lazy. Go outside, do some exercising. Cook for your man, clean for your man sometimes. Rub his back sometimes. It will not kill you. He will thoroughly enjoy it. The biggest thing of all, black women all over the world, please stop having attitude for no reason. I'm a black woman, and I can't stand sometimes to be around other black women because I know I'm about to get a rude attitude vibe from this person where I don't even, you just rubbed me the wrong way. If I don't want to be around it from a black woman, what makes you think a black man wants to be around it? Reevaluate yourselves, lady. Stop being so defensive if someone says something about you. Maybe you need to listen. Maybe you do need to change your ways. Especially if you're looking for a man, and I think most women are looking for a man, and it's nothing.
All right. Very interesting comments and truthful as well. Wow, that was a mouthful. I'll just elaborate on, you know, a couple of them. That was very profound as far as appearance and attitude. I mean, all those things. There is a serious war going on. Serious one. I said that earlier. Although, in a relationship, there's a very severe war taking place. Mainly because through, you know, capitalism itself is a disease. It's a disease that spreads like wildfire. And what's taking place now is not only you chasing it, although now instead of your woman being a woman and nurturing and taking care of her family or being in control of, you know, nurturing the family, which is yourself and your children, she's been mentally or psychologically programmed from this warfare that she has to get a good paying job to take care of herself or not to depend on you. You know, so that she won't be hopeless. You know, same thing with the slavery mentality. You know, the females had no trust in the men of protecting them or saving them from the slave master. They get their ass beat right in front of the slave master. So her confidence in you providing for her or protecting her or getting along or whatever the case is, that trust is so little that it makes her even more justified that I got to take care of myself. You know. Meanwhile, you have children, and nobody suffers like the children, because you're chasing after the job and the material things. And it ain't just people with money, it's even poor people. You know, they take all these niggettes off of the farewell, the welfare, and tell you go get a job. Meanwhile, they obviously know you got all these children that you need to be, you know, raising children is a full-time job for a woman. That's not a man's job to be raising children. He's supposed to be providing for his family, although his duty ain't to be teaching and raising children. That's a natural mother's duty. So that's in essence what I am elaborating clearly on as far as the holy or spiritual warfare. Or these Middle East clowns over there talking about jihad or spiritual warfare, but they got AK-47s and machetes. So, you know, in essence, as I said, it's a woman's duty, naturally. What was I going to say? All right, so going on, something else on that. So not just the recreational... One second here. All right, we're having some phone problems here. Keep getting cut off here. So those who can hear me, as I was saying, that on the spiritual warfare, this unseen war is basically taking place. The only ammunition, or as we say, Armageddon, the only armor you have in Armageddon is to arm yourself with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. That's the only way. Anything short of that won't work. You will not be protected from your own ignorance. Your own ignorance. All right, let's continue on. I'm dealing with the niggettes and whatnot.
With a capital P on both motherfucking ends. P-I-M-P.
White folks. Often imitated but never duplicated. Now, I'm in your face to answer your question. So when you absolutely, positively have to have a bona fide answer, ask a player. So we're going to get right to this. What's our first question here today?
And I have a question. I want to know if my man is on the down low. Every time we go out, he has to look better than me. He stays in the mirror way longer than I do. He has a lot of male friends, and he's always has this little twitch when he walks. I just really want to know if he's on the down low.
Down low. being with you and what you working with. That ought to straighten up one that is on the down low. But anyway, that ain't what we're talking about. You want to know how can you tell if your man is on the down low. Well, I tell you what. I got a surefire way you can tell. Next time you give him a blowjob, stick your finger in his ass. If he starts grinding harder, he's low. If he slaps the shit out of you, it's a no. Get back to us. We want to know for sure.
Hi, I'm Dana from D.C., and I have a lot of gay friends, and, you know, I see the lesbians and the bulldaggers, and the bulldaggers are trying to direct the lesbians like men do. So what I want to know is, can a woman be a pimp?
Dana from D.C., who's got Diesel Diana for a friend, can a woman be a pimp? I get that one from time to time. And let me just give you the long and short answer first. No. Now, let me explain. In order to be a pimp, you have to fit into the textbook definition of a pimp. What is a pimp? The short definition is an ultimate gentleman, an impeccable dresser, a smooth, charming character. The important operative word here is gentle man. A woman can never be a man. She can't be any kind of man. She's just a sheep in wolf's clothing. I don't care how many dildos she buys, how many baggy men's clothes she wears, how many coochies she eats up or beats up. She's still a female, and she will have her monthly business to remind her of that on a regular. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't mad with you if you like women. You like women, you like women. You know, you like pussy? Hey, I'm all for it. I like it too. However, you're way out of your league here, baby, with that can a woman be a pimp thing. I'm not mad with you because you do what you do, but I am mad because you even think that a woman can do what I do. You can't get in where you don't fit in. Just that simple. And there you have it. So remember, when you absolutely, positively have to have a bona fide, straight up, real answer, ask a player. And don't forget, original game, interview with an old school player. If you read this, this will answer most of your questions, and you won't have to bother me with your damn dumbass email questions. Now, let me explain this to you. Some people ask me, why do you think you have the right answer? Players have answers that supersede the average lame's answer.
Razor shine. And before, I hope this is a good question. And for those who haven't seen it already, where's my book at? Right here. See this? If you people get a copy of this, original game. You can get it on Amazon.com. Read that. Get some idea what the basis of game is before you send in these questions. That way we can get an intelligent question, I can give you an intelligent answer, and you can get some game, and it'll all be worth it for both of us. Now, okay, you say you got a question. What the fuck is the question?
Hey, what's happening, white folks? This is Fake Sagan, a.k.a. Hardcase, a.k.a. the Vanilla Thriller. And much like yourself, sir, I have a little show here on the Internet. And though I probably won't be rubbing elbows with Russell Simmons anytime soon, I do have a few thousand fans who watch my show every week. And it seems to me like as soon as I started getting some recognition and fame for what I was doing, all of these snake-ass bitches just started crawling up out of the woodworks and hating on me just for expressing myself and doing what they don't have the balls to do themselves. So, sir, my question for you today, and I know that only a player can answer this, is how do you deal with haters?
Vanilla Thriller, I'm going to take the last part of your question first. How do I deal with haters? I don't. However, I feel your pain because players and pimps are the most hated on people on the planet. That's where the word hater was originated, player hater. So
The whole world was invented just for us. So believe me, I know about haters. Now, let me just tell you something about haters, first of all. Never mind how to deal with them. You don't deal with them. But some conversation needs to be had about haters. Haters come out of the woodwork, as you said, and hate on people like us who have the game and the audacity to live and think outside the box, because the miserable, poor excuse for a life that they live and the way that they get together in groups and try to justify that sorry excuse for a life, the only outlet they have is to hate on people like us who have the balls to speak out and to live outside the box, think outside the box, and not follow along like a herd of sheep going to slaughter. So I appreciate the fact that you knew exactly who to ask for an answer to this question. Stay sucker free. Keep haters out of your life. Now, you know what I do for haters? They hate on me because I'm a player, I play harder. They hate on me because I'm a pimp, I get another bitch or two and add them to the team so that I can really piss these motherfuckers off. And that's what you do for haters. Do more of whatever it is you're doing that makes them feel like that, because you shouldn't worry when they're talking about you. You should start getting worried when they don't have anything to say about you. That's my answer.
All right. Interesting. Let's see here. Well, the purpose of that simply is, you know, how to basically deal with these animals out there. You're going to need to know that. I mean, the mentality, when we say the low mentality, we're talking about the beast mentality on the animal level. We're talking about intense ignorance that we're dealing with here. It's almost like Moses when he was up there in the cave civilizing the Caucasoid, or the Caucasian, and the Caucasus Mountains in there in the hillsides. And you know, he had to sleep in a ring of fire while he was trying to civilize them so they could be civilized devils. They hide behind civilization, you know. They can talk proper and have, you know, dress fancy and whatnot. But they'd be the same ones poisoning your water and throwing stuff out there in the air and, you know, voting and promoting the homosexual agenda and all those other things. But they do it, you know, civilly. They do it, you know, without emotions. Just logically putting out negativity. So, these people know and whatnot. They definitely know. Let's see. What's something else he was talking about? Oh, he was talking about some. That's another epidemic I mentioned about, the epidemic of mothers, period, whether they're single or not single, chasing this this divide and conquer, basically. Divide and conquer. Because first of all, now, since you have, you know, a good job or whatever, now you are competing with your husband on who's going to have the most control in the house. So then, when there's a power structure, or a power struggle. You know, eventually somebody's going to be disrespected, and that's going to be the end of that. You know. Anyways, that's in essence though what I'm saying. Before that, I'm trying to think of the clip before that. I think it was the woman I allowed to finish up. And she was saying, you know, how fake they are. She said she don't see how they even date other nationalities. Very bold statements. We make sure it's a woman. So you can't say, oh, that's just males talking. This is not, this is, you know, your gender to the niggets or whomever out there that thinks, you know, there's no significance, no validity to what the person was saying. It absolutely is. Let's see here. All right, we'll go on. I think we got 25 minutes, so we'll go into another clip and idea that we can elaborate on. So, going back on the clips, and I should be returning shortly. All right.
UnlimitedShow.com attacks this issue with a kind of guts, gusto, humor, and controversy that's rarely heard in the mainstream media. Based on the feedback from the show's fans, the most recent broadcast entitled The Top 12 Reasons Why So Many Good Black Men Are Still Single, put forth the following list as to the reasons why so many good black men are still unhappily single. Number one, they keep meeting women with unrealistic expectations for what they want in a man. These women by nature cannot have their so-called expectations met by any one man. They have way too many expectations for just one person while offering very little or nothing else at all in return. Example, a 2 to 3 time baby mother looking your way and telling you that you need to step up to the plate and care for another man's children. Or, these bills need to get paid and you should be blessed to have them in their lives. This is what they do all the time. Number two, they keep meeting women who put them in the wrong category by writing them off too quickly as not being their type. This is understandable because many black women have very crude and low-based criteria when it comes to black men of substance. If you are a black man with a job, reasonable intelligence, you might as well keep it moving. If you're a decent black man, you should never feel hurt when these stupid women don't want you. Number three, they're not wanted because they're not needed. Too many women have told them that they don't need a man. Oh yeah, we hear this one all the time. But in these times of high unemployment, poor future job prospects, you're not hearing all that rhetoric too much anymore, are you? Also, whenever these unruly little neglect kids out here are getting shot and killed in the streets, then all of a sudden they're asking, where are all that black women drove off decent black men with their yapping mouth and Officer Charlie to cart black men off to jail who disagree with them. Number four, they keep meeting black women who don't respect them just because they are black men. That is self-explanatory right there. If these broads just have a natural contempt and disrespect for black men, then there is nothing that can really do to solve this. Then they have the nerve to wonder why so many black men don't respect them either when they're commonly called bitches, hoes, tricks, and whatever else. Number five, they keep failing the women's girlfriend approval test. If the woman's friends don't like them, then that woman won't give them a chance either. Misery loves company, and trying to appease one black woman is a serious challenge by itself, much less a damn table full of them. I personally would rather approach a rattlesnake blindfolded than a table full of black women. At least that snake might miss with his first strike. Black women don't. Number six, they keep meeting women who are not interested in them, but only in how much money they make. Of course! I am 100% convinced that westernized women, and especially the black ones, have evolved into cold-blooded beings with no natural affection for men who cannot provide money to them. I find it strange how prostitution is outlawed in America, yet blatant ass selling takes place with American women when you go on dates with them. Don't even mention marrying them. You're financing sex just as much as you are financing your house or your car. And from what many married men say, the sex isn't there either. So you're just paying on a dead asset. Number 7. They're nobody until somebody else loves them. Not enough women see them as a prize unless there are a lot of other women chasing after them first. This is just the stupid nature of women on display. They always want what someone else has, but never before. Black women of all people have little to no option to be playing this game, considering most are unattractive in more ways than one.
We're going to have attitudes galore. You know, they want things done their way. You know, and they're just, it's just like always a power struggle.
Power struggle.
You know, and I think a lot of that just turns men off.
And it's just not black women. Any woman that's going to power struggle with her man, let's make that clear, it's just not black, it's going to be a problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
Yeah.
What do you think, Cindy? I know you have a lot to say on this one. You don't even know where to begin.
What I really want to say, I won't.
No,
but
say
what you really want to say.
Say it.
Just say it, girl. Black women in general, as a friend, even as a friend and from my own experience, I don't really care for, you know, sometimes. You know, my girlfriends are good, and I just happen to have a good set of girlfriends. But from being conniving to nagging to all of this extra, sometimes I can be angry. And I think in terms of relationships, why they're having trouble with finding their black man if they don't want to go outside their race is those qualities. It's like they have a lot of baggage, a lot of anger, a lot of resentment, and that's wrapped around them that's keeping the love that they're supposed to be receiving out. Mm-hmm. But they want to point the blame at everybody else. What guy did something to them, or, you know, the young girls are taking, you know, all the men, or the Asians or the whites or whomever, the Hispanics or whatever, everybody's taking the man. But it's like, if you consistently have a problem, then you got to start looking in the mirror. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have one problem or maybe two, then okay. But if you are always having a problem and with consistently in your relationships with black men, then I think it's time to look in the mirror. And I think it's just a lot. Not knowing how to be submissive, mm-hmm. not knowing how to make a man feel like a man,
mm-hmm.
and those, that just to sum it up, just submissive and knowing how to make a man feel like a man.
Right, and it doesn't have to do anything with your color.
No.
No.
H-bomb, speak on it. I know you got something to say, brother.
Yeah, I do. Actually, the whole thing, and the lady summed it up very well. I mean, if you're in a competitive state with a black woman and a black man being in a competitive state, and I do, personally, I've been through that, especially here in ATL, where it seems like we're in constant conflict. We can't even have a decent conversation without it being, well, I think it's this way. Well, no, I think it's this way.
Yeah.
And it seems to be an always competitive thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, black man versus black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to talk about the race thing, because it should be really, if you find somebody that really fits you and who you're in love, it shouldn't matter what race they are.
Couldn't agree
but
more.
But it just seems like the conflicts are always continual with black men and black women.
Yep.
Because we don't know how to converse. We talk at each other and not talk together.
We're
very quick. Any little thing that comes up, I do bad by myself. I ain't got anything. I'm out of here. We don't want to work through our issues and problems when we come through it. So, a lot of the time, that's the main reason, and that's why, you know.
And who wants to be with a sourpuss attitude having a chick?
Yeah.
I don't care if you black, white, purple, orange, or yellow. If you were nasty and got an attitude all the time and bitter, Nobody wants to deal with
right.
that. I don't care what color you are.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I'm going to wrap this up real quick, but I was out one night at an all-black establishment, and I went into the ladies' room, and this black woman comes over to me, and she goes, oh, so we got Asian women coming in here now, huh? Don't be trying to take our black men
mm-hmm.
from us. And let me just help some of y'all out that have an attitude towards other nationalities of women. I'm not taking none of your men. These white women ain't taking
mm-hmm.
none of your men. These men choose who they want to be with. We're not holding a gun to nobody's head.
Right.
So if you're not getting what you want, like Cindy said and everyone else, you need to take a look in the mirror and find out where you're going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's your stank-ass attitude.
Right.
Exactly.
Because I'll be honest, if I was a dude, I wouldn't fuck with you either.
Right. Exactly.
I'd either find me a sister who got her shit together or I'd go outside. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, again, it's like a scallywag dog. If you can't find food in one trash can that's going to feed you, you're going to go to another trash
right.
can. So anyway, thank you for making some great points, as always. But we're going to wrap this up. Please comment in the box below. What do you think black women should do that don't want to date outside their race? Please make some suggestions below. Or why do you think they won't date outside their race? What's going on? We need some answers here because we can't continue to go down this path we're going.
Yeah.
So find me on Facebook.com/BoozeViews or on my website, BoozeViews.com or Twitter.com/BoozeViews.